The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, Craig's List
Corral. Back in the corral again. Mm-hmm. And today we are heading back to a state we have already visited, and it's called Mississippi.
Is this a rerun?
Well, yeah, but we're heading to a different city this time. This time we're heading to, we were in Biloxi before, but now we're in Jackson, Mississippi. And it's like months later, so it's not like it matters anyway.
Same dudes on there, man. Probably. Asking the same fucking questions.
Probably. Attention, single black females. This is very important.
All right.
So listen up. I like when people say, listen up.
Re-listen up. I know you heard it before, but you're going to hear it again.
Male for woman, Jackson. If you don't object, I'm a tall, attractive, physically fit, single white, professional male.
I object, Your Honor.
Seeking an attractive single black female, since I have a nice fit body, I desire the same. If friendship, fun is important with a straight up guy, I am drug free, disease free, not married, has no drama, and apparently his cap lock is locked permanently too.
Oh, he's just really angry about it.
And I'm not abusive or a freak if you are looking for a good time, friendship, etc. Holler, you will not be disappointed. Please read the ad. If you don't qualify, don't respect. If you're reading the last sentence of the ad, wouldn't you know that?
You know, I'm always wary of what people tell me they aren't. Someone tells me that, you know what? I'm a good man. I've never stolen a thing in my life. Like, yeah, I didn't ask you if you ever stole anything, but now that you say you didn't, I'm kind of thinking you're a thief. This, like, you say you're not abusive. Like, it didn't really come up. And now I'm a little worried you're abusive.
And if you don't qualify, don't respond. So if you're not an attractive, if you're a nice fit female who likes to have fun, is drug and disease free, I guess he wants everything to be like, he wants her to be like everything he is, I guess.
You know what, dude? Yeah, I mean, you gotta compromise sometimes, okay? You're not gonna get everything you want. That's life.
You're not gonna get anything you want.
Yeah.
That's what you should say.
That's more accurate. You know, everything you want in life, you're going to get fucking none of it.
Exactly.
So get used to it.
Next up, love to be sucked. Women for women, 45, Jackson.
Oh, I thought it was love to be bucked.
Women for women, age 45, body curvy, height 5'3", status married.
That means fat.
Married, professional. I don't know why I'm saying married.
Married.
I like changing words. It's fun.
Or you fucked up and now
you're
covering.
I know. I said it twice already, idiot.
It's fine.
Married professional seeking.
Up twice.
No. Married professional seeking time for discreet relationship. My husband will not participate. Must be clean shaven with great hygiene. Yeah, you know, she wants to do a little mouth to, you know.
Mouth to mouth.
As my ads say, like, is that her, like your father? My ad? Like, my ad used to say, I love my tits to be sucked.
Old Gramps, he'd always go on about that.
Yeah. Like, my ad say, I love my tits to be sucked. Have you never performed oral C on a female? What?
What?
Have never performed oral C on a female.
I don't know. I have a few times, I guess.
You might want to edit your ad. But love to receive it. What she's trying to say is she's never given...
She's never went down on a chick. She just wants a chick to go down on her.
But she loves to receive it.
I mean, are you open to returning the favor? Because, I mean, come on, lady.
Well, she never has. But, you know, it doesn't say she's not going to. It just says she never has. But if someone says they've never done something, I'm just going to assume they're not going to.
Yeah.
Especially if they're 45 years old.
I mean, you're into this whole other chick thing, even though you have a husband. I mean, and you've never done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking you're just not into it. And you just like, listen, I'm greedy and I want, you know, shit for myself. So you can come over and do that and leave.
Not into meeting your family or friends.
Hey, my dad wants to watch me eat you out. Is that cool? So one of my cousins, too.
Hey, so you're the one sucking my daughter's tits. Yeah, she's loved that since she was a kid.
I got an uncle from out of town. You think he can come by next week?
You love to suck tits, too.
I mean, he's just going to watch.
You will not be mine.
What?
Not into meeting your family or friends. You will not be mine.
Okay. Fair enough.
No games or BS. When I want to play games, I play cards. If interested.
Yeah, I don't play cards.
I don't know what if interested means, but...
Hit me up. Maybe she fucked up
that. HMM? If interested?
That should be. Maybe she probably fucked up on the hit me up, if interested. Should be HMU.
Well...
I'm just a guess.
Alright. Dom couple looking for female or sub couple for poly. So you can be a couple and join these two cats.
Yeah, sounds alright.
Well, that doesn't sound good? Why?
I've seen the picture. I'm not interested.
You didn't see the picture until I just put it up.
I could
see. And her husband looks like a dog.
I think she's... No, her husband doesn't look like a dog. She's married to a canine.
He is 50. She is 25. Currently preg. Oh, my God. This guy took a...
We're looking for submissives, right?
Female and submissive out, couple man. For long-term poly household. We have an opening now and ready for... So you want me to hang out with this ugly pregnant woman and her fucking old man husband?
You know what? Tell that motherfucker to be happy with what he has. He's a 50-year-old man. He knocked up a 25-year-old
chick. Who looks like a man also.
Well, I mean, yeah, she's gross, but she's half your age, dude. So just, man, be happy with what you got. And that's not enough? Hey, why don't I get another couple in the mix? Yeah, I'm fucking you. But, I mean, come on, let's get something else going. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
And you want subs? You want to, like, oh, let's get sex slaves. Doesn't that sound like fun?
You know, there's a bunch of these ones. We had it last week. Pussy licking. Need to lick some awesome pussy. I am DDF. I want a real woman first who wants to be licked. No other reason.
Dan, I want a fake woman. Try that.
Second, because she needs a tip for getting licked. What? Second, because she needs a tip for getting licked.
He's going to pay her, he means?
I don't know. I'm 6 foot, 190 pounds, attractive, mature male, serious inquiries only. No joke inquiries. I'd like you to lick my pussy.
No, maybe I'll tell a joke. Hey, why did the banana go to the doctor? Because it didn't peel good. Also lick my pussy.
No prostitutes prostitutes are looking for you to pay to lick their pussies.
I know. Do you have any reverse prostitutes around? Because I'm interested in.
Well, I'd still be a prostitute.
I mean, if they're paying me, then I'm the prostitute.
Exactly. It's not really a reverse. You're just the prostitute.
It is. It is a reverse because they're the prostitute paying me to make me the prostitute.
Not a reverse. If all women are prostitutes, yes, but there are men prostitutes.
Yeah, I know. But it's more role reversal.
But it's not reverse.
Role reversal. The word reverse is.
It's
a
only
reversal.
Role reversal if you've paid her before.
Like, hey, maybe I
this
have.
This week you pay me.
You don't know that didn't happen.
Hey, Scarlett, this was really good, but how about next week you pay me for sex?
What? Sorry, dearie. Doesn't work that way. Frankie, my pimp, he'll be so mad at me.
These I will give attention to. Wednesday after 4, you host is a plus, but not a must.
Yeah, I can accommodate your
schedule. Please be real. Please.
Enough of these imaginary assholes. I've been scammed too many times.
Nothing but fakes on here. It's ridiculous. Wanting a lady to lick. Is this the same fucking guy?
Ah, probably.
No, a different age. I'm very good at it and will lick till you have orgasm or orgasms. I'm white male, 50 years old, 5'11", about 215 pounds.
Same fucking dude.
No, I think I was 6'190".
Yeah.
Age, race, this guy's fatter and shorter.
He's padding his stats.
Age, race, or size, not important. Just be clean and drug and disease free. I can host or travel. If interested, reply back with lick in the subject or you will be ignored and deleted. Can also get me on Kick or Yahoo Messenger. I lick D-split for you.
You know, you can fudge your stats a little on here because once you meet up with the monster that answers your ad... She's not going to bring out a scale and measuring tape, you know? She's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You said you were 5'9". It looks like you're 5'7".
You know,
how much do you weigh?
It says he'll ignore and delete your thing if you don't put lick it in the subject. Imagine all the people who aren't good at following instructions who are really hot chicks who like your pussies being licked. He's just missing out on.
Listen, you know, that he brought it on himself. He's too stringent. And that's his fault. He needs to relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Catch more flies with honey. You ever heard that? Come on, man. Put the vinegar away. What's next?
What's next is good-looking professional white male seeking sexy, fit SBF. What is that?
Single black female.
Another guy looking for a black female. Could be the same guy.
Well, they're in Mississippi?
Yes.
I mean, they like black chicks in Mississippi, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Is it really hard to find a single, fit, attractive black female for adult film and companionship / dating?
Adult film?
Adult fun.
Oh.
My eyes are getting a little... My contacts are all...
It's like, I want to film us fucking. Is that said. Hard enough? Come on.
Adult fun and companionship dating.
We're all adults here.
Repeat, I am not interested in hookers. These guys, they must just run into hookers all day long on Craigslist.
Well, who the fuck else is on Craigslist?
I know, that's what I'm saying. All day long, like... It's gonna cost you, Sonny. Like, God damn it.
Yeah, there's dudes on Craigslist looking for sex, and there are hookers on Craigslist looking to offer it, but you gotta pay. Mm-hmm. Shit ain't free, man.
I really desire an honest, clean, drug, disease, drama-free lady that is open-minded and employed and looking to be an attractive single white male. I am an exercise buff, loves movies, sports...
And movies. He likes movies, sports, and... Well, he really likes movies.
Music, dining out, cooking, travel, the outdoors, and other things to say the least.
I love everything.
There's not much more you could list out. I mean, you named it all, buddy. Yeah. I know how to make my lady feel good and do not mind pampering her with massages, etc. After a long day, I must admit I'm rather well endowed.
You're more well endowed after a long day? So, like, if you had, like, a bad week and it's a short day, you have a small penis?
I guess there's a period in the between. Makes sense. Spaces, but there is a period. Mm. I must admit I am rather well endowed and can assure that you will not be disappointed. Don't be afraid to take the plunge. You might really enjoy it. Prefer ages 23 to 40.
Dude, don't make guarantees like that, because what happens if you can't deliver? What, do I got to take you to court now?
You said.
Yeah, you fucking guaranteed it. Now what? I'm old reparations.
Yeah. Cool black married couple looking for another to chill with. Male woman for male woman. Married black couple in search of... I said it because they had it all caps. Couple in search of a couple to chill with.
Oh, wait. They're racist. And sometimes they get white couples hitting them up. And they're like, we're a married black couple. And that's what we want.
Yeah. Married black couple in search of a couple to chill with. Hang wit and drink wit. We want someone who is drug and disease free. Capital. Man, they've been burned by white people with diseases. Apparently.
I know. Junky white people.
Because drug and disease free is capitalized.
Fucking enough.
Alcohol is fine. We drink too. We want friends who do not have drama going. And we want friends who work and have their own like us. So hit us up with pics and information and we'll send pics in return.
Sounds like a good deal, I guess.
All right. But the problem is you're not black, Mark. Oh, nor shit. Do you live in Jackson, Mississippi.
Or I'm not. I'm also not a couple. I have a few strikes against me, but you know what? I'm gonna contact them and try and haggle my way in there.
I want a baby,
Mike. I knew it. I knew it. Listen. I know an adoption guy. Okay, I make a few phone calls, and yeah, we'll see.
Women for male, 31. I'm a beautiful AAF, BBW. What the fuck is
African American female? Use your fucking head.
I like when you tell me what it is, Mark. It's a lot easier
than thinking.
I'm a beautiful African American female. Sorry, at least some Mark claims. Mm-hmm. BBW, looking to have a baby with a real man. I always wanted another baby. I have one. He is 5. Is he created from Craigslist too?
Probably.
His name's Craig. Why'd you name him Craig? Oh, we named him after Craig's List. You ever hear that?
Yeah, it's where all my fathers are from there.
All my baby daddies. You will have to be disease-free, please. I am disease-free, too. Be willing to be there for the baby. Well, people just clicked out. Like 30 guys just clicked out of
this. Listen, you want me to knock you up? That's one thing. Now all of a sudden I gotta be responsible for the kid? Come on, lady.
I have 2 jobs, so the baby will be taken care of regardless. And my own everything placked.
What?
PLACD. And my own everything placked. Car, and I'm very educated. Very educated.
Wow, she's smart. Whew.
I do prefer that you have no kids and really want one. I prefer it, but you know. Hit me up, let's chat. My pick gets yours. Hope to hear from you.
So is she fake or insane? Or desperate?
Please, no married or attached men. No pick, no reply. And also, rude comments will be deleted.
Fuck you.
So many people are like, hey, idiot.
Yeah.
You should be bringing children into the world by meeting some dude, random dude on Craigslist.
Meanwhile, you just don't want him to knock you up. You want him to be responsible for the kid, too. So how's that going to go over?
I mean, there's other
ways. You are very educated. You're a genius.
There's other ways to get kids. I mean, to find some guy on Craigslist who's going to be pretty questionable and to expect that he's going to give you money after, too?
Yeah, I might recommend like a sperm bank, something like that. You know, being as educated as you are, you probably considered that option and you decided Craigslist was the better bet. But I might say, you know, think again. Yeah.
All right, we'll end it off with a couple more couples who are looking for a woman to join them.
Surprise.
Looking for a playmate. Man, woman, for a woman, 31, West Monroe. I'm a white female, 22. You know, the women always, like, the man makes them do it, and the woman always writes the ads.
They have to, because if it's some dude, you know, they're going to be like, just some other guy.
Yo, come over here and fuck me and my girl.
Yeah, well, don't think it's a scam where there's no girl, and it's like, my girl's going to show up later, so we can start fucking now. And then, when she shows up, she'll join in. So, I mean, no point in waiting, wasting time and all.
I'm a white female, 22. I'm looking for a lady, 22 to 30. Very clean. You must be, too. You should say I'm very clean. No STD, so you shouldn't have an STD either. I'm very blunt. I'm looking for a lady to not only please me, but please my fiancé. He's 31. He has a few extra pounds. We aren't perfect, but we are us. Laugh out loud. Picks get ours. Laugh out loud. So put your blue in the subject.
Your blue?
Put blue in the subject. Oh. Line to weed out spammers. Your pick gets ours, as I've already mentioned, I guess. But she says it
she's. I'm really stressing this point. Please send a picture.
So come on and play. Hope to talk to you soon. Male woman for woman, age 31, body heavy. Height 5'4".
I'm a big gal. I mean, you know, if you like that kind of thing, you know, I'm
looking
here.
For a playmate.
Yeah, we're all looking for playmates, like Playboy playmates, though.
So this is what it is. You know, these guys are in their 30s. They meet some young, messed up girl who maybe, you know, a little overweight or whatever. And then they go, hey, you know what we should do? We should bring another girl in. I don't really know any girls who do that. I know. Let's put an ad on Craigslist.
Doesn't that sound like fun? Oh my, I love fucking strangers. That's one of my hobbies, crazy enough. Let's do that. Wait, let's do that as a couple. That should be, like, our thing, right? I think that'll help us grow as people.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were done. Now you're looking at dick pics.
I said there were a couple more to finish up.
Yeah, all right.
Hi, we are a hot and sexy professional married couple. By the way, the last ad, you know what usually says, do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers? The other one says, you can.
Yeah, you can. Listen, I don't care. As long as I get some emails.
Hi, we are a hot, sexy professional married couple seeking a sexy, in-shape, disease-free woman to have a threesome with. No strings attached. My husband is very sexy and handsome with very large penis, which I will...
I will attest to that. Yeah, I'm staring at it.
9 inches. We are both disease-free and in very good shape. I don't know about that. I just see her hand with some purple nails.
Did you know there are other pictures there? We don't have to be staring at this. You can click onto something else.
All right.
So...
I'm clicking and nothing's happening.
Oh, really? Okay. Because, I mean, there's other ones there, but you just focused on that cock.
Man. It won't. Look, it's not changing.
All right. Hey, says you.
Oh, there we go.
That's better.
I love breasts and eating pussy. My husband likes ass and breast and is an amazing pussy eater. How many people do you need eating one pussy?
more than you'd think.
Too many cooks in the kitchen. It's not really working for me. No one under 25, no men, no couples, and no studs, please.
I'm not sure what that stud refers to, but whatever.
No horses that are mating with other horses?
I guess.
We are both very, very attractive. We are both...
super fucking hot we are, both of us. Mm-hmm. So yeah, email us back.
Very humble they are. We are both ex-models. He is 6... he is 6'7", and I'm 6 foot. Man, that's a tall couple.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fake at all. We're both ex-models. We used to work, I mean, mostly, like Sears ads, things like that. I did Playboy 1 month back in the early 2000s, so, yeah. Yeah, sounds likely.
Well, she looks pretty good in her photographs.
Yeah, good thing you just can't steal photos from places and put them up. We're lucky that doesn't exist.
You know, we know that's them. Might be right, because the cock picture is a way thicker hand than in the other photos, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's not even the same people in the photos. It's a folk. Do you think ex-models are there looking to drum somebody up on Craigslist? If you're a really hot couple, you can go out to a fucking bar and find someone to bang.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's go on Craigslist.
Respond with pictures, real pictures, and we'll reply with pictures.
They're what they call... What do they call those? Like pic grabbers or something like that? They just want to steal pics.
You think?
Yeah, they put some fake pics on there. Now you send me yours. Look, no, I got your shit. No, I don't know what I'm doing with it, but I do something, apparently.
All right.
Yeah, anyway. HotshotWizKids.com. We finally finished up this fucking week, man. It's about time. Really dragging. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Vine, tell a friend.
iTunes, tell a friend. You know what?
Write us a review on iTunes. Some of you have. You know, we'd like some more. It helps us out.
You know, yeah, we're not like other podcasts who like to put fake ones on there. We don't do that.
Yeah, some do. Maybe we should start. Maybe. Anyway, you know, you can donate too. Go through the Amazon link. You know, all the shit. All right, HotshotWizKids.com.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.